Across the whole of the UK, we've seen a very welcome fall of 15% in the cost of rural crime, but Hampshire has gone right against the trend with a really dramatic increase up from just under £1 million across the county last year to 1.7 this year. So it is a very dramatic increase and one that we're very concerned about.
I mean, Dorset and West Sussex have also seen increases, although not nearly as dramatic. I guess they're all rural areas, or they all have rural areas within the county. So you would expect that compared to some more urban areas. But is there a reason? Can you see why this is happening?
We're not sure why it's happening at all. The reason we think that rural crime has fallen nationally is much better security on farms and country properties that's been put in place following big rises in the last 2 or 3 years. Now, it may be that because Hampshire was one of the counties to be affected by serious rural crime years ago, that people have maybe become a bit complacent, or that they need to update their security to beat a new generation of much more determined rural thieves.
I mean, we talk about rural crime and it sounds sort of ever so quaint and old fashioned almost, but actually, as you say, it is modernising, and rural cybercrime is now a thing.
That's right, yes. I mean, years ago it used to be people stealing a sheep or digging up your turnips. Today it's about gangs stealing tractors to get across the channel and sell right across the globe. That's £6 million worth coming out of NFU Mutual's policy holders in the last year. Quad bikes, the machines that farmers use, and new trends for the first time this year we're seeing is farmers reporting cybercrime. And also a new one for us, that the solar panels that are being installed on solar farms, thieves are also targeting them. But basically, it's anything that thieves think they can steal and sell on for a profit.
When you're saying cybercrime in terms of rural crime, what does that mean? What are we actually talking about?
What we're looking at there is people trying to get money out of country people through the net. And one of the particular crimes that we see is for false advertisements for farm machinery appearing. So farmers would years ago have sort of scoured the pages of Farmers Weekly for looking for second-hand machinery to meet their needs. Nowadays, that's all online, as car sales are. But we found that quite a proportion of the adverts for machinery that are placed online actually don't exist. And so they're tempting people to pay money for machinery that simply isn't there. So just like I think you would be for any other type of purchase, it's very important to be careful online, to make sure you're dealing with a reputable website, and to take many precautions to make sure that what you think you're buying actually exists, and to make sure you've got it before you actually hand over your precious money.
I guess one of the problems with this kind of crime is that given the rural nature, farms are often very large and therefore quite remote. What can farmers and people who live in sort of countryside properties do to protect themselves better?
There is a lot that people can do, and the national fall in crime that we've seen does show that those measures really do pay off. So what we suggest that people do is, first of all, go to the end of their drive or the lane into their farm and just have a look at what sort of picture their premises would present to a would-be thief who's driving about the countryside looking for easy targets. Are the gates in place, security lights, signs that security's been thought of? Is there expensive kit like horse trailers and tractors sort of on display, or is it all hidden away in buildings or around the back? Those things can really make a difference to the thief thinking, I'm going to have a go and see what I can get here, or that looks like it's a bit tough, I'll drive on and see if there's somewhere easier. After that, it's a question of finding the right security for the buildings and the house. Every place is different. For some, it's things like CCTV and security lights. For others, it could be passive infrared beams and even sort of the organic security measures like dogs and geese. You know, it can still be remarkably effective. But as well as thinking just about yourself, one of the things that really works well is if people get together as a community and talk about what's going on and report any suspicious sightings of people sort of seeming to be casing up the joint or looking around without any business to be on farms, and either working informally or together by forming a farm watch group, involving the police, and really helping the police to build up a picture of what's going on in the countryside so that they can bring people to justice.